This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for February 2012. Tonight, NZART President resigns. A Conference 2011 update, Waro News, and on the international scene,
the Republic of South Sudan gets its call sign blocked.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. As always, leading the broadcast, it's presidential comment. From the North Shore of Auckland, here's NZART President Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. As most of you will know by now, Roy Simon, ZL2KH, resigned as president of our association on Monday, the 20th of February. Roy had served as president for the past 3 years and was completing his last term due to finish at the 2013 annual general meeting. Roy has tendered his resignation as president for personal reasons, and in accordance with section 4.2c of our constitution, as vice president, I have now become the new president. I would like to thank Roy very sincerely for the time and energy he put into leading the association for the last 3 years. He has not had an easy time, but met the challenges that arose with a certain flair and leadership style, tempered with his unique sense of humour. Thank you for all you've done, Roy, and I'm sure you will enjoy our great hobby all the more now that you have a little more time to devote to it. My taking on the position of president has created a casual vacancy in the Northern Electoral District, and I'm working with council to fill this vacancy and will let you know the outcome. Last Saturday, council met in person for the day at Wellington Airport. The one-day meeting went well, with a number of matters dealt with and decisions reached. Before I give you some brief detail, can I take time to put one rumour mill to rest? The Saturday meeting was not the reason that Roy ZL2KH resigned. There will be 6 or 7 remits to our AGM in Nelson, and Council considered these at the Saturday meeting. 2 of the remits are being referred back to the originating branches for minor rewording, and in one case for a possible withdrawal, as the matter addressed in the remit is outside of Council's control. A decision from the meeting, which will have an impact on several branches, is that repeater and beacon licences currently held in the name of NZART will be handed back to the branches. The current system means a heavy administrative workload at headquarters at a time when subscription renewals are also being processed. This will mean that this coming November, when the individual licences are up for renewal, each branch will receive the payment request direct from the MED. Branch secretaries will need to be aware of this and ensure that payment is made by the due date. Failure to do this may result in the licence being cancelled. FIMTAG will be contacting the branches concerned to let them know of this change to the licence ownership and to assist with the changeover. Council considered the addition of a practical component to the existing amateur examination, but after some discussion decided that providing guidelines to branches on how to conduct some practical instruction to newly qualified amateurs was a better approach. Also on the subject of the amateur examination, one of Roy's ZL2KH's actions was to get clarification from the MED's Radio Spectrum Management Division on a common question bank for the amateur examination. The Ministry will shortly be releasing an update to PIB 46, which will identify the NZART question bank as the common question bank to be used by all amateur radio examiners. The Ministry has also delivered the list of amateurs with address details, etc., from their database, which we've been asking for over many months. This will enable us to produce a call book this year, so look for that in your letterboxes in the latter part of this year. This list will also allow us to run a new member promotion, which I hope will result in a significant increase in association members. Debbie, our business manager, will have more details of the promotion in the near future. I'm pleased to report that after careful consideration of the costs involved, Council has approved a budget of $7,700 to cover the cost of one delegate and one observer to the IARU Region 3 Triennial Conference to be held in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, from the 5th to the 9th of November this year. I'll have more details on this in the next issue of Break-In. The other significant international conference this year was the recently concluded World Radio Conference in Geneva. Our ALO, Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, attended as part of the New Zealand delegation. Two very positive outcomes for the amateur service were the decision to make a worldwide allocation on a secondary basis of frequencies from 472 to 479 kHz. And the other outcome was a paper from Cuba, which succeeded in getting an allocation for radio amateurs around 5 MHz on the agenda for the next WRC to be held in 2015. Don will be reporting more fully on these and many other matters with the potential to affect the amateur service in the next issue of Break-In. On behalf of you all, I would like to thank Don very much for his hard work on our behalf during the month-long WRC 2012. Finally, can I remind you all that now is a good time to get your registration in for our annual conference and annual general meeting being hosted by Nelson Branch in sunny Nelson. Don't forget, too, to get out and help your branch take part in the National Amateur Radio Day on March the 10th. It's a great opportunity to promote amateur radio before the public. And that's it from the President for this month.
Thank you, Vaughan. The President of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. The Te Puke Amateur Radio Club is holding its annual junk sale next Saturday, the 3rd of March, at the Paengaroa Community Hall, Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. The venue opens at 6:30 a.m, with hot breakfasts available from 7:30 a.m. The sale, it commences at 10 a.m. The sandwiches, cakes, tea and coffee, all at reasonable prices, will also be available. A group from Waro will be meeting at 10:30 a.m. Overnight parking is available for motorhomes. Now, for further information and table bookings, contact Sid Rowe, ZL1LWR. You can telephone Sid on 07-533-1029. That's 07-533-1029, or email sid.rowe@extra.co.nz, sid.rowe@extra.co.nz, and Rowe is Rowe with an E, R-O-W-E. So that's the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club's annual junk sale next Saturday, the 3rd of March. To Upper Hutt we head now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening to everyone for the first time this year. It is a sad occasion with the recent resignation of Roy ZL2KH as President of NZART. I would like to take this opportunity to publicly thank Roy for all his efforts in turning a bunch of individuals into a cohesive team who work for you all and the betterment of amateur radio in New Zealand. I would also like to thank him for being an excellent employer who made me feel such a valued member of the National Executive. Now on to reminder notices. These will be in your letterboxes soon. For those of you who have yet to pay your 2012 subscription, if you have not received your January-February break-in, this is a good indication that I have not received your payment. If you feel you have paid, please advise by what method, that is cheque, credit card or direct credit, and the date this was debited from your account prior to ringing me to query if it has been received. Council met in Wellington last weekend, and among the many agenda items discussed were remits as submitted by branches. These will be published in the March-April break-in, not before. All branch secretaries will receive their membership voting statistics by post in early April. That's all from me this month, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. Now, national conference is to be held right here in sunny Nelson over Queen's Birthday weekend. It continues to be all go for the organising team. With the latest, here's Conference Secretary Topsy Scott, ZL2LS.
Conference is now only 4 months away and preparations are full steam ahead and going well. I'd like to remind you all about making your travel and accommodation bookings, be it at the holiday park or motels close by. A list of these motels will be included in the conference information in the next break-in. Registration forms. These are able to be downloaded from the Branch 26 blog site. Just Google Branch 26, go to our blog site, click on the conference registration download icon and get the registration form. Please remember, one registration form per person attending. For those who have already registered, thank you. Payment for conference is to be via cheque. There is no internet payments. I'm sorry. For those who do not have a chequebook, may I suggest a bank cheque. Registration's close-off date is May the 20th. Registrations after this date will incur the late penalty fee, which is $40. So make sure you get your registration in before then to avoid this happening. Forums. We have a great selection of interesting forums for you on the Sunday, with Saturday being NZART and AREC AGMs. Alternative program. This is to be finalised this weekend, and there are some great places for those attending the alternative program to visit and purchase from. This year we have made it so that you can attend both programs, either the full amateur and or the alternative program. Check this out on your registration form. So remember to get those registration forms in by the 20th of May to avoid the late penalty fee. Get your accommodation booked and look for the cheap flights to Nelson. We're looking forward to seeing you all soon. That's about it for this month. Now it's back to Jim.
Thank you, Topsy. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, reporting for the Nelson Hamtastic Conference Committee. A reminder tonight of the Golden Shears World Shearing Competition Award 2012. This award is offered by the Wairarapa Branch 46 NZART to celebrate the Golden Shear Society's World Shearing Championship Competition, an event of international significance. The competition draws competitors from New Zealand and worldwide. Now, the award commenced 6 days ago and continues until midnight on Saturday the 3rd of March. Full details and the rules for the award are on the NZART website. Now to amateur radio news on the international scene, and for an update, we join the amateur radio news lines, Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
The International Telecommunication Union has announced the official call sign allocation prefix block for the newly created nation of the Republic of South Sudan will be Z8A through Z8Z. The Republic of South Sudan joined the United Nations July 14, 2011, at which time it became the 193rd member of that august world body. And registration is now open for the 2012 Southeastern VHF Society Conference, slated for Charlotte, North Carolina, from April 20th to the 21st. The meeting will feature technical programs, noise figure and antenna gain testing, banquet prizes, vendor displays, and an equipment auction. ARRL President Kay Craigie, N3KN, will be the banquet speaker. A downloadable registration form in Adobe PDF format is online at tinyurl.com/southeastern-vhf. D-Star is truly going places where it has never been before. This with word that radio amateurs in Windhoek, Namibia, now have their own D-Star repeater operational and on the air. Reportedly, the biggest challenge to getting the system operational was obtaining a stable data connection to the Internet. This was solved with a 3G connection and the help of the biggest cellular telephone service provider in Namibia. Right now, the system is at a temporary low-level location. According to the V51JP, the repeater will be moved to its final site as soon as everyone is satisfied that it's performing correctly. V51JP also says that he thanks DL1YBL and DL5DI for their assistance in getting the new D-Star repeater up and running. More about this new D-Star system in Namibia is online at www.qsl.net/NARL. The Philippine Amateur Radio League is celebrating its golden anniversary in 2012. To commemorate this milestone, the organization is sponsoring an on-the-air operation that will award a special commemorative certificate to hams worldwide who make contact with its members. Also throughout 2012, the club will be operating with a special event call sign of 4G0LD. QSL information along with the rules to qualify for the Golden Anniversary Award can be found at www.dx1l.dxhams.net/awards.htm. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2012. All rights are reserved.
Thank you, Don. And as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. To RA News, and its greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. All YLs are invited to get together during the Te Puke Radio Club's annual market day at Paengaroa on Saturday, March the 3rd. Meet in the usual room for morning tea and chat. Saturday, March the 10th is the 50th birthday of WARO, the New Zealand Women's Amateur Radio Operators Group, and some members and OEMs will be at Rotorua, where it all began, to celebrate the occasion with a luncheon and get-together. This event is being held in the same venue where WARO was founded all those years ago. A group of DX members and some OEMs are coming from Australia to celebrate with us, and I understand there are celebrations planned for other areas in New Zealand as well. The WARO 50th Anniversary Award is being run in conjunction with this special event from the 3rd to the 12th of March, and details are in both the awards and WARO pages of the January-February Break-In magazine. We encourage members to come up at 8pm on 3695 MHz or the awards net on 3.677 MHz to give out points. Contacts can also be made on local repeaters. Now for some not-so-good news. WARO's executive has decided that the Selma Super Memorial Contest on 80 metres will not be held this year. Support for this contest has waned over the past 2 years to just a few participants, but if there is an indication of renewed interest in the contest and assured commitments from members, then executive will consider running it again in 2013. This is the time to start thinking about nominations for the WARO Achievement Award. This award is given to a WARO member who has made a significant contribution to any aspect of amateur radio. Any WARO member can submit the nomination, and the criteria as laid down will be published in the next WARO bulletin, or you can find them on the WARO website. Nominations are to be sent to Lynette@ZL1LL. That's all from WARO for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. New Zealand Amateur Radio Day 2012 is to be held on Saturday, March the 10th, from 1000 hours to 1400 hours. Now, branches are encouraged to set up a station in a prominent area in their local community and to make contact with other NZARD stations and home stations. Media inclusion is encouraged. Be sure to have pamphlets at hand. If you need them, contact NZRT headquarters. The purpose of NZARD is twofold: to expose our hobby to the community and to prospect for potential amateur operators. Please take photographs of your activity and write a short activity report and submit it to Break-In for publication. If you have any questions or require further details, drop an email to warrenzl2aj. Email warren@zl2aj.com. Finally tonight, it's time for Branch News, and reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the Auckland VHF group, Branch 66 NZART. The next meeting is on Monday, February the 27th, starting 7:30pm at the club rooms in the Hazel Avenue. This meeting features a special talk by Paul Wade, W1GHZ. Paul is a very seasoned microwave experimenter who has written a number of articles about microwave projects and has an online resource about microwave antennas. Paul also has an excellent website at www.w1ghz.org with a lot of useful information for the experimenter. He's an entertaining speaker and currently on a visit to VK and ZL. All welcome. The Rotorua Amateur Radio Club has its annual general meeting on Tuesday, the 20th of March, starting 7:30pm, in the clubrooms at the Watersports Building Complex, situated on Rotorua's city's lakefront, on the road behind the sound shell. Hastings Branch 13 will be exhibiting by the Hastings Main Street Town Clock from 10am to 2pm on New Zealand Amateur Radio Day, the 10th of March. They will be operating on 3615 and 7090 kHz on phone, and the national system and local repeaters using the call sign ZL2AS. From Napier Branch 25, where there will be a course for the amateur radio license on Saturday the 31st of March and Sunday the 1st of April. Some pre-reading will be required, but the course is essentially completed within the weekend, and the exam will be held on the Sunday afternoon. Call signs will be issued at the completion of the weekend. The program runs from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and the course costs include morning and afternoon tea, lunch, as well as the training manual and membership to the local club. Places must be booked and paid for by the 24th of March. Anyone who's interested should contact Warren Harris, ZL2AJ, or Rob, ZL2US, on 07 878 6381. To Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22 NZART, where the annual general meeting will be held on the 8th of March, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Emergency Operations Centre with a road extension. And just a note from the branch newsletter that AGM does not stand for All Go Missing. And finally, the annual general meeting of the Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club, Branch 56 NZART, will be held on Tuesday the 28th of February, starting 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms in Ormond Park in Upper Riccarton. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed next Friday, the 2nd of March. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART headquarters on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 25th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2012. Good night, everyone. Good night now.